From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Reed McCollum, reading The Skylark of Space by E.E. Doc Smith. Now let's begin with The Skylark of Space, Chapter 1. Petrified with astonishment, Richard Seaton stared after the copper steam bath upon which, a moment before, he had been electrolyzing his solution of X, the unknown metal. As soon as he had removed the beaker with its precious contents, the heavy bath had jumped endwise from under his hand, as though it were alive. It had flown with terrific speed over the table, smashing a dozen reagent bottles on its way, and straight on out through the open window. Hastily setting the beaker down, he seized his binoculars and focused them upon the flying bath, which now, to the unaided vision, was merely a speck in the distance. Through the glass, he saw that it did not fall to the ground, but continued on in a straight line, its rapidly diminishing size alone showing the enormous velocity at which it was moving. It grew smaller and smaller. In a few seconds it had disappeared. Slowly lowering the binoculars to his side, Seaton turned like a man in a trance. He stared, dazedly, first at the litter of broken bottles covering the table, and then at the empty space under the hood where the bath had stood for so many years. Aroused by the entrance of his laboratory helper, he silently motioned him to clean up the wreckage.
"What happened, Doctor?"
"Search me, Dan. Wish I knew myself," Seaton replied, absently, lost in wonder at what he had just seen. Ferdinand Scott, a chemist from an adjoining laboratory, entered breezily.
"Hello, Dickie! Thought I heard a rat. What? Good..."